Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome to Mission Watch Live, another Messiah's Branch National Satellite Radio Program. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is July 30th, 2015. Folks, with Mission Watch Live, we are warning the world as it happens. If you need help with anything after this program, please call me. If you get the machine, please leave your prayer request or message. And your prayer request or message and your phone number. Do not forget your phone number. There's also another way that you can get a prayer request to me, which I strongly encourage. You can also go to the website and email me your prayer request with a phone number so I can call you back. But in that manner, then we can take your prayer request to our church, and on Friday nights we will anoint it with oil, and I and the elders will lay hands on it and pray on it. And if you even want it back after that, after it's been anointed and prayed on, include your address, and we'll mail it back to you at no cost to you. What's a stamp? We'll mail it back to you if you want it back. So that's another way that you can do it, or you can send me a letter in the U.S. Postal Service, and you can do that. You can find that information also at prophecyhour.com. So remember, the phone number, though, of course, if you wish to call me with the prayer request or message, is 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. You can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address at our blog, which is simply prophecyhour.com. Now, prophecyhour.com is like a hub for all the ministry work we do, whether it's the Wichita Mission Church, or for it's this radio program, Mission Watch, or for a Prophecy Hour radio program that comes on an hour after this one. It's also a place where you can find a link to the radio program archives, and it is also a place that where we post the latest and breaking news that's going on across the world. So it's a good place to visit, and, you know, if you also, like I say, if you like to keep track of the news, it's also a good place to get the news. So anyway, we'll have a prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest. And I think it's going to be a really good educational program tonight that should bless you greatly. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I really pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not my will. And I pray that you open our guests' ears and their hearts so they can hear the truth. Lift the veil from them, Father. Amen and amen. Well, tonight's guest is Paul Toberty. Paul is president and CEO of IBS Holdings, a major commercial real estate developer and investor in Newport Beach, California. He's owned numerous Christian radio stations, helped start several other radio and television stations, and he's an active supporter of Israel. Well, bless him for that. He served in the Korean War, where he was awarded a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star for valor. Well, amen. He has 3 children and 8 grandchildren. Well, he's ahead of me by 3 tonight. So we welcome Paul to talk about with us about his book, A Nation Born in a Day. Welcome, yes. Paul. I'm really glad to have you on with me.
Okay, thank you. Well, you have been looking forward to this and to share with you people and to tell about the kind of the outline that one Sunday morning we heard a doctor, he was a minister that Joyce and I have had a high regard for, and he was talking about a land grant, and he said, you know, it's huge. And he was talking about Israel. And all of a sudden, I just felt the Lord say, hey, pay attention. And then he started telling about the how large it was and how it covered, you know, you think of Israel, you think, well, it's just a small sliver there on the Mediterranean. But he said that what happened was a Christian engineer actually did a research from the scriptures and so forth, showing the various places that Abraham, of course, was the father of faith, and he's the one that when God would speak to him, he would move, and he was a tent dweller, and he would move to another place, and he'd build an altar. Well, these places were actually the places in the land that God was speaking about the future of Israel. And so the minister, Ronald Arp was his name, he said, you know, if you'd like to have a picture or a plot of it, he said, I'll send it to you. And, you know, he was right, it's huge. It goes clear to the Mediterranean, from the Mediterranean to the Euphrates River. It covers Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia, and the northern, just the northern tip of Saudi Arabia. But it's a huge area that, you know, I didn't really realize it, and I just, and Joy says, you know, I think maybe you need to write a book and tell to where people become informed about this grant. And so we named the book A Nation Born in a Day. Well, that actually comes from Isaiah 66, the eighth verse. Says where a nation will be born, or how can a nation be born in a day? Well, in a natural, no way can a nation be born in a day.
Right.
But, you know, the scripture was saying how that this nation would be born in a day. Well, if you go back and find out what happened was in 1948, that's when Israel became a nation. Harry Truman was our president, and he had an ex-partner before he got into politics. And so one day, partner and a rabbi showed up at the White House. And Harry Truman recognized him and said, come on in. And he said, what can I do for you, gentlemen? And the ex-partner and the rabbi said, President, we'd like for you to do something to help Israel become a nation. And Harry Truman said, I'm going to see to it that Israel becomes a nation. Well, there was some opposition to it, but the United Nations approved Israel. Well, it was just in a matter of weeks, and Israel was a nation. And that was 1948, and that was prophecy that came, that was fulfilled back to 1948.
Let me ask you a question. Let me come in here. First off, you know, absolutely, my brother, I believe everything that you're saying, and I believe that Israel, the promise made to Abraham is still valid today. But, you know, when I was young, you know, I'm 60 years old, but when I was real young, it seemed like everybody knew that this was the promised land and that this was Israel's land. And now, today, people, you know, they don't so much recognize that. They don't act like that. Well, it's Israel's land. They want to give it all away. Is that promise to Israel still valid? Is that grand land grant still valid?
I believe that when God gives a grant, it's just as valid today as it was 3,000 or 4,000 years ago. That doesn't change, and that is why I think that. Part of the reason for the book, we'd like for people to pick up the book. They can get it from Amazon, or they can get it in the Christian bookstores and so forth. But it's to inform them that how important it is. And, of course, I mean, we're all recognize how the Scripture speaks about how all nations would turn against Israel. And, of course, we're seeing that happen today, is that most of the nations are not supporting Israel. And even our own country here is not standing the way we feel that they should. But on the other hand, it also opens another door I believe that there, God's people will stand in one accord in prayer and unity and intercession. This becomes the bulwark or the thing that will bring about this victory. In other words, there's a great blessing in store for those that will, I will bless them that bless thee, and I'll curse them that curse thee. And, you know, it's just as valid today as it was when God spoke it to Abraham and Isaac and these patriots. So we want to encourage the people and your listeners and supporters and partners and so forth, how important it is for them. This is, you know, an opportunity. We're living in the 21st century. Sometimes there's certain events and things that pertain to the Christian world, or Christian communities and so forth. I believe this is one of them. And that's the reason why we wrote this book. It's not a long book. We kind of give the backgrounds of it. And then we also have a 31-day prayer vigil that can be followed by it, and to encourage people to bring it before the Lord. But I think it's a great opening and opportunity. I don't like to use the word opportunity, but it's something that has come along that the Christian world today can hold before the Lord. And we'll see a magnificent something happen that will be extraordinary, God's and timing and so forth, and how this will happen. I'm not here to say how it could happen. I know there's a lot of different ways that it could happen, but I believe it will happen when people will fall in line and will seek God's face and say, God, you intercede, you work this situation over there and return this land to Israel. So it's a big thing, but we serve a big God too, don't we? Hello?
Yes. Are you receiving me?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello? Okay. Well, back on.
Yeah, I'm on. I didn't lose you. There's just a slight hesitation over the line because we're using a Skype system, and so, you know, there might be a couple of seconds hesitation, so just hang on. I'm here. You'll hear me. But let me say this, brother. You know, it's the best place to be is to be in the will of God our Father. And I know, I'm sure you agree with that.
Oh, no question.
Yeah, so he is going to restore the land of Israel. And so, folks, if you get on and pray for this blessing also, you're going to be in within the will of God, and you're going to get part of that blessing. I think that's what my brother here is trying to say, in part.
That's exactly right. I think that there's a blessing that comes when we are obedient to what God's, at the period and the time. And I know the outline you were saying, well, you want to make sure that the Holy Spirit is speaking and guiding us in direction. I believe he is here this afternoon. And I believe it's something that the Christian and even people that maybe haven't committed their lives to the Lord, I think that God will hear this cry. He always did. You know, when the children of Israel were in Egypt, that cry went up before the Lord, and there was something that broke that bond. And of course, Moses was the man to lead him out and so forth, but there was that part that the children of Israel participated in that brought about that deliverance. And so, you know, here we are, and we think, well, why should we be concerned about Israel? I think it's because it's so important, and it's God's timing. And to look at how the world has approached and some of these countries have said they want to just totally destroy Israel and so forth. I think that here is the opportunity for the Christian communities and the Christian world to to bring that before him, before the Lord, and say, Lord, you be the deliverer of these people and this nation and the land. The land is so important, you know, being in the development business and so forth. Land always comes first.
Yeah, amen. I believe a lot of people don't, I don't know what happened from, like I say, in my youth where everybody did it. They said, oh, Israel, well, that's the promised land. Yeah, the Jews are back where they're supposed to be. You know, this means that we're in the end time. I do believe that we're in the time of the end and we're going to see his return in our lifetime. But that was so oriented, you know, in my youth. It seemed like that was the standard for everybody knew. If things were more clear, the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Army, was an evil thing, not a good thing. But now it seems all topsy-turvy. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that it shows that there's something that God is trying to work out and wants to accomplish, but it's always the part that we play that brings it about. And in other words, I don't think in our lifetime have we seen the unrest and the confusion over there in that Middle East like we've seen just in the last few years. And so it points to something that says, all right, it gets our attention and it speaks to us. And if we listen, we're going to see a mighty miracle that will happen. I'd like to just, if it's okay to just pause here to tell you about a miracle that happened right here in America. America was actually, before it was what it is today or anywhere what we could imagine was just kind of an area where it was just kind of an open area where there were a few people and Indians and so forth, and God bless all of them and so forth. And of course the people came over here for freedom of their lives and religion and how they wanted to live and so forth. And it became a place of haven, for freedom and for people that wanted to have their own lifestyles and so forth that would be pleasing to the Lord. And then it went along for a while, and of course we had the revolution that made America an independent country and so forth. But there was an area they called the Louisiana Territory, and it went all the way from the Gulf of the down there in Louisiana, the Gulf, it went clear up to the Canadian border, and it was that Mississippi River that sort of divided it, and it was owned by France, and there was one day Thomas Jefferson was our president. It was about 1803, something like that. Got wind that Napoleon was fighting the British and needed money. And so he just very, I feel like that he was being tuned into what the Lord was saying to him. And he sent a delegation over to France to meet with Napoleon and to his people. And there they negotiated a sale of that Louisiana territory for $13 million. They had no idea what they had. Thomas Jefferson sent Lewis and Clark out. They were surveyors and engineers, and they went out. And they were out there for, I don't know, a couple of years, and they hadn't heard from them. There was no communication like we have today. And they came back, and they showed what it was. It turned out to be 13 states. Some of our greatest states, it not only is the Mississippi River, but all those states along there, clear up to the Canadian border. And for $13 million, that would equate, be equivalent of about $1 million a state.
Right.
Those states become some of the greatest industrial farming communities in our whole nation. And some of the great patriots and men have come from those states. And it was a miraculous, transfer of that Louisiana territory to become 13 states. It also, one of the beautiful parts of it is it joined the East Coast and the West Coast. It made us the nation that we are. That's why we had the protection of the Atlantic and the Pacific on both sides. And that land is United States today. And that was a miraculous witness and leading that President Jefferson got, and nobody argued with it. I mean, how could they argue with it? It was just an awesome, and made us what we are today. So I think that's one example. I could give other examples. Disney, right over here in Orange County. The background on where Walt Disney, a lot of your people, a lot of our people and all go to Disneyland. It's one of the key places all here in the United States or in the world to go and enjoy the things that Walt Disney came up with. But in the beginning, Walt Disney was going to build that park over in Burbank. Burbank wasn't very big. There wasn't much land available. It was kind of cramped. And Stanford Research finally persuaded the Walt Disney to take a look and say, there's an area over here in Anaheim with a lot of land, and it's going to be crossed by freeways and so forth and communications. Would be a much better place to build Disneyland. And and Walt Disney listened to him, and of course we have this wonderful Disneyland here here in Orange County in California. But it could have gone over and not been what it was if he hadn't listened to the research group at Stanford. And of course it's we've all benefited. I think the whole world has benefited as a result because of the territory and the land that was available when they built Disneyland. So there's another example of it, along with
Let me break in. We're getting ready to go to break in less than a minute, so I want to tell the folks where to find you at. Folks, the book is called A Nation Born in a Day. That's A Nation Born in a Day. I got it in my hand. The author is Paul Toberty. And you can find him at, it's A Nation Born in a Day.org. A Nation Born in a Day.org. Now, if you're, right now we're on live radio, satellite, and broadcasting, but if you listen to this in the radio archives, you go to our website, prophecyhour.com. There will be a link to this wherever you're listening to the program, to his website. Make sure you get the book, share it with others, and we'll be back with Paul in 3 minutes. We'll talk in 3 minutes, Paul.
Pastor Dan will be right back. Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific. Prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Closed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people, your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Mission Watch Live on the American Voice Radio Network. Please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Support us so we can care for the people that the Father sends us. We need your help so many different things. People come in asking for miracle prayers. They come asking for food, for clothing, for everything. You know, you name it. Well, you know, the homeless and poor need what you need. So those are the things they ask for, and believe me, so many more things. We get no help from any government agencies or organized churches, and we're supported like from people like you that listen to us on radio, as we're now in our 16th year, and you folks are the ones that make the Wichita Mission Church. So why do so many people come to us for help? Well, love, that's the first answer. They're treated as family. We give them a relationship. That relationship, then they see in us something different. They say to me all the time, why are you guys different, Pastor Dan? Why are these other people treat us so bad? Well, the reason that we're different, well, you know, we're just so happy to serve the Father, and we serve the Father by, you know, His Son saved us. So we serve the Father by serving the people. And beyond that, we don't have any set guidelines like programs. You know, most places where you go, even the other churches, you know, you go in there and they've got certain guidelines that you got to meet and fill out applications and things. Well, at Messiah's Branch Mission Church, people just walk in the door. They say they try to find, they look for Pastor Dan. That's what they nickname me, although I am a real pastor. They nickname me Pastor Dan. They say, well, where's Pastor Dan? I heard that if I talk to him that he may be able to help me. And so they'll come to me and they'll ask for what they need. And if I have that way to fill the need, then we fill it for them. If not, we pray it in. You know, no, we're not 100% successful all the time. And no, it doesn't always 100% successfully lead people to Yeshua. But let me tell you what, we have so many records of success that, you know, even the police, you know, that have dropped by to talk about a couple of things have said, well, you know, that we're legendary. People come from out of state, said, I heard you about you 4 hours away. Well, you know what? It's not that we're legendary. It's just legendary what Yeshua is doing through us at that place. And you folks are the ones that help. You know, we sell nothing at all whatsoever, but yet we've been able to maintain this for now, our 16 years of doing this. We are the last hope for so many. And folks, we are responsible to care one for another, as we are our brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all of this information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Or you can call me at 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. And now we're back with the author, Paul Tobity, and we're talking about his book, A Nation Born in a Day. Are you still with me there, Paul?
Okay. Listen, I'd just like to encourage your people and your listeners and your ones that are support how important it is for them to continue. We live in a day of when we have to have our ears tuned and our spirits, and the Holy Spirit is when He speaks to us. And I know there's, you know, there's a lot of wonderful secular stations and so forth. But then on the other hand, our Christian stations, you know, there's a really, a, you know, what you're saying is you're open to listen to what the Lord is speaking, and you're willing to share that. And how important it is to listen to the Lord when He speaks to us. And sometimes if we don't listen and we're not on a Christian station, we don't hear it, maybe.
Yeah.
We don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
So I just encourage you people. I think you've got a wonderful ministry, and I just want to encourage them to continue with it, okay?
All right. Well, thank you. That's a blessing. And you know what? Yeshua saved me, and that was over 25 years ago, saved my wife and we just kept asking Him, how could we serve Him? How could we serve Him? And you know what? We're so happy that He allows us to serve. We're so thankful that He allows us to serve. And so in order to serve Him, we have to hear from Him. And you know what? It's all up to Him. You know what I mean, brother? Today we may be doing one thing. If He tells us to do something different tomorrow, that's what we're going to do. Back to you.
That's the right spirit. And then the Lord can speak to us out of that type of a spirit, you know. And, of course, there's an old song that I remember when I was a small boy. And it's a song that He leadeth me. Oh, blessed thought, where'er I be, where'er I go, it's still God's hand that leadeth me. And that's just as valid today as it was when I was a boy. And I just encourage people to keep their ears tuned and to have their Christian radio station and you're on there and your guests and so forth. And who knows when the Lord will speak. And when He does, we say, Lord, speak, for your servant hears. That's what Samuel spoke Eli said to Samuel, when you go back and you hear that voice, just say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. Okay?
Yes, amen.
That's important.
Let me go with this. You know, in the first part of the program, I said that, you know, when I was young, people seemed to, you know for sure about Israel, you know, being the promised land. But now they don't seem to. And I think that's because they've got so much other influences that they're listening to, whether it's, you know, constant internet or being able to have the TV all the time, constant entertainment, consistently blasting them. They don't take the time to hear from our Father or hear from that Holy Spirit that He sent us so that we would hear. And so I think that's why that, you know, we are, some people have the attitude, even in the church, about Israel today. What do you think?
Well, I think that Israel is probably, it's the apple of God's eye. And, you know, everything that we have today comes from those patriarchs and from those prophets and from those judges and so forth and the scriptures and the experience and the Lord Himself that came and all. It's all tied into to Israel and to those patriots and so forth. And I think that the Lord's speaking again, and we've got to say, Lord, speak, for your servant hears. And when we do, he'll speak to us, and he's asking us, I think, right now, and that's the reason for the book, is to intercede and bring it before him. There's several things that it's on a, like 31 days. You could take it on a daily basis. For example, being strangers. In other words, sometimes if you feel at home on this earth, something's wrong.
Right.
The Bible says we're aliens, sojourners, citizens of another country. This simple fallen world is not our home. We should never feel comfortable here. Abraham is our example. God called him out of his father's house and his people. He's symbolic of leaving the world. Abraham then wandered for decades in the land of the promise. Yet God gave him no inheritance, not even a foot's length. In Acts 7:5, Abraham got good at being a stranger in this world, and so should we. Paul tells us to set our minds on things that are above, not things here on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ. Jesus admonished us to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The key to Abraham's success as a sojourner on earth was that his eyes were filled with visions of a different kind of city, one whose builder and maker is God. And that's a very valid promise today. And, you know, the scripture speaks about, I'll bless them that bless thee. I believe that there's a blessing when we begin to bless Israel, when we bless a ministry like what you have and reaching out to the poor and to the people that need help and assistance or from whatever kind of condition they're in. I believe that that blessing comes back. You know, when the ark was actually placed in a different family after, you know, one of the servants along, they thought, well, the ark was getting kind of, and David wanted to bring it back to the city, and
right.
and the oxen got a little rough and so forth, and he stretched his hand out to settle it, and boy, he got killed.
Yeah,
I mean, he was fooling with something that God told him not to do, and. But that ark went to another family. And while that ark was there in that other family, they were blessed. And they
Amen.
Prospered. They did,
Amen.
Boy, man. They just prospered and blessed. And I believe that will can happen again. It will happen if we'll begin to espouse and hold up Israel. Israel is a type of the church today. And we hold it up in prayer and adoration and thanksgiving for them and for what they've brought, what we have today. I believe that ark and that mantle will come on that family and your family and into the household of faith. Like, it's just, it'll be unbelievable. The things
yeah.
that seemed impossible, well, all of a sudden they just happen. They just, that's the blessing that God will bring when we are obedient to His asking what He would ask us to do.
Amen. The word says that all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen.
Yes.
And, you know, in your book you say the United States is a form of a promised land. What do you mean by that?
Well, the fact is that here it was a land that was just so, you know, was uninhabited and so forth, but the people that came over here for the right reasons. I mean, those patriots and those people that came in the early parts before it was ever settled and so forth, they had the right attitude to come over, and they wanted to establish their places of business or their places where they could be free. And of course, they didn't like the taxes that they were having to pay over there in Britain and so forth. And they came here for that type of freedom, and as a result, this nation became blessed. And you know, we look at our coins, and what does our coin say? In God we trust. Maybe we've got leaders and people that are not espousing it, but I believe that we get under the umbrella of God's blessing, and just claim it and say, hey, that's who I am, and that's where I came from. And that's what I'm going to be until you take me from this world. I believe there's a blessing will come on your household. I believe there's a blessing for your children. I believe that they'll expand and be blessed. You'll see the miraculous sometimes that normally wouldn't happen, but it's because you take that kind of a stand. And that's what happened in the very beginning of this country. It was, was people that came for that reason, and God blessed it, and people put a blessing on this nation. And of course, the Louisiana purchase was just a marvelous example of how that came about and made us who we are today. I mean, the greatest nation in the world is America. They all look to America, the financial, the way things are, courts and so forth, are all mostly patterned after what we are here in America. And it's because of God's blessing on this nation. And, you know, maybe if the nation turns away from the Lord, I believe as individuals will keep that promise and follow it, God's hand of blessing be upon your home and upon your people and your offspring and children. And whatever they do, it will prosper and be blessed.
Amen. I agree with you. And I do, you know, it, like you say, from that, we did get the Word of God. That's what we got. Through their experiences, we were able to be blessed. Yeshua was a Jew. I mean, amen.
But when we talk about America,
we look at upon the blessings that America has did the world. You know, America has, in its past, has stopped some of the biggest wars there was, has stopped people like Hitler. But beyond that, from America, freedom and gospel went out to the world. We were able to spread that Bible that was given to us from Israel to the other parts of the world. That's why I believe that we are under such a strong attack through our leaders, through other nations, through an influence of other gods coming into our country because of that reason. But I also believe, brother, that it brings us to the time that we're in. I believe that we are in the time of the end, and that's why these attacks are here. But God's blessings are eternal, and, you know, we bless Israel, He'll bless us. We bless him by spreading the word, by loving him and grabbing onto those blessings, the blessings of the word. And you're right. Your family will be blessed. Amen.
That's right. And it comes right down to the individual today. God always dealt with individuals. And the individual is always very important to God. You know, the nation of Israel sometimes would turn away from him, but there was always a man somewhere or a woman that would stand for righteousness, and God would honor him, and it would be, they'd see the blessing returned. I'd like to just share the the 27th day of the 31 days. It's termed Abraham is cheering you on. We tend to think Abraham is some long lost figure obscured by the mist of time, but Jesus assured us that Abraham is very much alive, as indeed all are alive in God in Luke 20:38. In fact, Hebrews 12 tells us where Abraham is among the great cloud of witnesses. It says we are surrounded by this cloud of witnesses, implying that they see all that we do. Isn't that something? They're up there and they're rooting. And they're also, they're cheering your song. Can you picture Abraham watching you go through the day?
Amen. Amen.
How about your loved ones that have gone on to be with the Lord? What would make them proud of you today? This passage in Hebrew encourages us in the light of that cloud of witness to run our race. Now there it is. The key that we're to run our race with endurance. God has set before each of us a race, a course. No two are alike, but the same thing is required from each of us. Endurance. Let's borrow from the attitude of Jesus for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and he's seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners that such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. Isn't that wonderful? They're up there.
Wonderful.
They're looking down, and they're cheering your song. And they're saying, hey, Sam, Mary, you're out there, and we're just so thrilled with what you're doing. We want to encourage you to keep going on. And they're up there and they're looking down and they're pleased and they're happy with what we're doing and what God has given us to do and how important it is we do it. God says, I'm looking down from the belfries and I see my servants down there doing this and they're accomplishing that and they're taking on certain responsibilities and so forth. And they're up there and they're cheering us on. Amen.
Amen. I really love the way that this book is laid out, and I like the devotional, the 31-day devotional in the back. Folks, you should really get this book. It'll be a blessing to you, that's for sure. Well, we got a couple of minutes left. What else can you bless us with, brother? We got about 3 minutes left.
Okay. We could say that, in other words, sometimes things happen suddenly. You know, all of a sudden, suddenly something happens and takes place. Sometimes with swiftness, no one could even predict it. Take the fall of the Soviet Union, which seemed to happen overnight after 75 years behind the Iron Curtain. The communist rule, or the flood of Noah, or the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, which caught people completely off guard. Even the first coming of Jesus took many by surprise. They weren't prepared for it. Therefore, they did not receive him. Complacency. Now, there is the big thing that happens in people's lives. Get complacent. Well, they're a great enemy, and their preparedness and all. It's too hard, and so forth. But that's not who we should be. We're not to be complacent and sit back and twiddle our thumbs and, you know, I'm too tired. I've tried and it doesn't work out and so forth. That's the enemy of our soul. And the Lord is saying, hey, I don't want you to be sitting around and just doing nothing. I want you to be excited. I want you to be,
amen.
And just to be excited about the things that God places in your hands to do. He said, I'll bless it if you do.
Yeah, amen. You know, so many people don't, I find so many people that that they somehow they got the message that all they have to do is believe, and they basically all say just sit down on the couch. They don't realize that faith is an action word. It means get up and move, just like you said, with what the Father gives us. You gave, through His mighty Son, He gave us power. And we're to grab a hold of that and get up and move. Don't just sit there and wait for things to happen. Get up and move on His word and His promise. What do you think, brother?
That's right. And then just see the joy that it brings, the joy that, the Lord brings. It's just you know, when I was a kid during World War II, my mom used to take me out and we used to give tracts and so forth out on the trains when the soldiers were going. They were training down in the desert area in California. And I used to think, well, why are we doing this? And Mom, I'm tired. She'd say, you know, I think it's really something we need to do. We've got a lot of these men are never going to come back. And I remember we would go out and go up and down those aisles and those trains and so forth and hand out, they were what they call reveilles. They were, tracts written for service people and military people and so forth. And I would come back and I tell you, I would be so, the joy and the excitement that I would feel as a result of just, you know, as a small boy going out and, handing out these to these soldiers. I don't know how many of them, accepted the Lord, but it was a seed that was planted, and that's what the Lord was asking us to do, and we did it. And the excitement and the joy that would come afterwards. And yeah, I believe that the same joy and excitement can come to you and to your people and to your listeners and supporters. I just encourage your people to support what you're doing and see God bless you, and He'll restore it and bring it back to you, sometimes double, triple. It's unbelievable the things that God will do as we begin to support and pull what His work is and asks us to do. And when we do it prayerfully and with a good heart, and not with a grudging spirit, but with a good heart of saying, Lord, I'm just going to support this ministry and support this pastor and what he's doing, I believe that that joy and blessing will just settle down on you. And sometimes it'll be more you can even contain. It doesn't really.
Amen. Well, brother, we really run out of time. It's been a real blessing. I really, really enjoyed having you on with me today. Enjoyed the talk with you and everything. And it's a real blessing, and I'm sure your book's going to bless a lot. And, you know, maybe one of these days you come back on again. And,
we sure would love to. Okay, thank you. And God bless you all. Okay,
all right.
Bye-bye.
You be blessed, brother. Folks, the book is called, the man was on just now was Paul Toberty. And he came on at the last minute. He wasn't supposed to be on until next week, but he came on today because I had to cancel somebody. The book is called A Nation Born in a Day, How God's Land Grant to Abraham Affects World Affairs in the End Times, How You Can Partner with God in This Coming Event. That's the book. You can find it at anationborninaday.org, anationborninaday.org. And I haven't checked, but I imagine it's on Amazon. Amazon has everything. So anyway, go to the website, check it out. Anyway, that's a blessing. Anyway, let's go on with this. Folks, pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really do need your help, because, you know, it's supported by the people of the Father, you know. It's the people that come to us, are poor instead of the poor. They can't support what we do. All they do in ways of helping out or whatever, but we need your support. Pray about it. We're headed into a new month, and so we got to pay this month's bills up so we can get into next month and restock the Mission Church food, clothing, and all of those things. Anyway, remember, there is only one God, and that is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your soul. And then love thy neighbor as thyself. Pray for the peace of the of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. I can't emphasize how much that counts, because that's allowing the Holy Spirit to work through you. Allow the Spirit to work through you. Anyway, I got to get out of here. So, Lord our God, Father, King of the Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that the Father blesses and keeps you, and His face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.